Hello everyone, welcome to the 14th episode of The Bryce Podcast, and today we got some things to talk about here. It's spring, and it's spring has sprung. This is what this title is called, Spring Has Sprung. And we're going to be talking about quite a lot of fun stuff going on with me and everybody else, and then we're going to be talking about summer as well when we get to it. And there's a lot of stuff I wanted to talk about with that, and cool events, and we've got the eclipse that happened on Monday, and we got all this stuff here that we're going to be talking about. So buckle up, and I hope you enjoy this. If you like it, rate it, and everything you can think of. And if you're using Spotify for podcasters, be sure to give me a voice message if you use it, and well, let's get this episode started. Well, I hope you enjoy this episode, and today we're talking about the spring, you know, because spring is here. It started a week ago, and a few weeks ago, and we're going to be talking a little bit about it and what's been going on, and we're going to be talking about the spring, and then we're also going to be discussing a little bit about events and then maybe some summer events as they come on. So we got everything going on, and it's been pretty decent out for weather. I mean, sometimes it's been kind of crazy. You know, we've had a lot of stuff that happened, you know, a lot of crazy storms and a lot of crazy stuff. It's been at least nice out too. And now on the radio side of things, you can kind of tell that the FM band is starting to open up. And anything on VHF, because of more tropospheric ducting, although to be fair, this winter was pretty decent for tropo and DXing and all this stuff. And it was pretty good for there. Had many bike rides too over the few months, and actually this winter too, especially since February, it's been warmer. But you know, I took a bike ride yesterday. I got this two-seated bike. One person can steer and pedal, and I can get in there and pedal and all this stuff. It's quite fun, I think, and what makes it, you know, fun like doing something like that. Now, so the solar eclipse was on Monday, and Ohio is part of it. Of course, you got Texas, Indiana, and stuff like that, and even Ohio, and of course Canada got it at the last. And for us, totality is all about 3 o'clock, 3:08, 3:10, you know, for Ohio. And we got pretty good stuff. How they covered the coverage was on TV. Of course, it's pretty good there. We had that, and yeah, it lasted pretty well. And you know, it was a longer eclipse this time because it was a total solar eclipse, and not just like a partial one, like what we had on August 21st or whatever that was of, I think it was of 2017, when we had that one. And fun fact, that was on a Monday because Tuesday I actually started, I think it was my 10th grade year of high school, I think it was. Yeah. Let's see, because I graduated in that stupid year of 2020. So what had to have been 10th grade, you know. So, it was kind of crazy, so we had, that was kind of interesting. So we had that, and I actually did ride the mic on Monday. It was pretty fun. Now last week was Easter. Sunday of the 31st of March, and it was pretty nice actually. They were kind of calling for a little bit of some rain and here and there, and they were calling, you know, all this stuff, but it did kind of get suddenly a little bit, and it made for a good little thing. I had, you know, with my mother's mom's hanging out, got some good food and hanged out outside a little bit, because that's what I do. And I was also listening to Wild 94.1 in Tampa, because every weekend, no matter what it is, they have the Wild Classic Throwback Weekend, or Wild Classic Weekend, and they have all these DJs, you know, Kid Leo's always on, but you got all these DJs on every weekend, and so that's always fun. Speaking of the week of first week of April, those storms, ladies and gentlemen, we've had some crazy thunderstorms to start off April. You know, we had Tuesday the 2nd, had all these crazy cluster of thunderstorms coming here. Some places had tornadoes, some places had floods, and some places did all this stuff, and we had some big thunder boomers, and you know, that was kind of cool to have. And I had recorded some alert stuff. I had, did some radio recordings. And of course, I got an alert of the tornado warning in Licking County, because I had a recording of Sunny 95. And that went through during one of my radio recordings. So I got that in there. Fun fact, I actually turned 23 next Wednesday. So my birthday is on a spring birthday. It's on the 17th, is next Wednesday. And probably not gonna be much on Wednesday, because Wednesday is kind of shitty, and so nothing really too exciting then. But I'm sure the weekend will be good, and it'll be better, you know, than that. And so we might just do something then. And still haven't got word about when the pools start to open. I know over at my grandmother's house, she hasn't got a call for her pool yet, because she does clear water, and they help her get the pool set up and help her do all this stuff. And they haven't really called her to try to get schedule for the pool to be opened up. I know at home where I am, we actually have an above-ground pool, so we can just open it up whenever we feel like it. If it's warm enough and we feel like getting in it. And so I think that'll be coming up soon, and also for the radio side of things, we'll start getting more sporadic e-skip for DXing. I mean, not only do we have Tropo, which I talked about, tropospheric ducting as it's called, for Tropos for short, but we have Skip, which is another great way of DXing on the FM or VHF bands too, not just FM, but VHF. So that's gonna be great. And I got a lot of cool stuff DXing this past year, and I made an episode about that. I think that was episode 11 of this podcast, and you can go back and listen to that and talk a little bit about that. And so I'll be glad to do that again this year. For some of you, might be starting prom season, and in May, coming up next month, you know, for a lot of people, start having prom season, and I think that's when Valentine's Day should be celebrated, not in February. Because think about it, you have May, could have every way to celebrate it, of course, you know, the high schoolers and all those things, but like, you know, I think that, you know, spring would be the best time to do that. So, now, as of other stuff locally, we have the Columbus Air Show is back. I think it, Rickenbacker Airport, close to my house here. We got tickets, I think it's the 17th or 16th, and going on a Friday. And this time we have the Thunderbirds that are coming, not the Blue Angels came last year, And that was pretty cool. And I think it's going to be Thursday or Friday through Sunday. Last year ended on Father's Day. I don't know what Father's Day will be this year. You know, because Father's Day always have rotating days every year. So, we do have that. And, once I get these pools open, you know, I'll be swimming in those. I gotta get my GoPro, start using that more. I don't just use the GoPro for swimming, but I do like using that in the, water, as I think that's quite pretty fun to do, and, get that thing charged up and use it a little more. Of course, I do use it when I go down and play my slot machine and do all this stuff. I got little homemade at-home slots that I play. Sometimes I might put it up on YouTube or just record it for just to listen to, because it's quite funny. Especially the Monte Carlo one I have. So, as always, looking forward to it. And we have a lot of cool stuff this spring, and I think, of course, I'll get back on the bike again when it gets nice. And then last week I actually tried to fly one of these all my helicopters. They got these helicopters you can get at the local Five Below. And they're pretty crazy. They're pretty cool. And I took those out. Of course, they make flying motorcycles. Now, I haven't know they did that. But I took those out. There are some of them that did good. I have a couple that did good outside and a couple that didn't. Especially because of wind. Most of these helicopters do lose range. But one of them, it was kind of funny. One of them I had flying. It was all the way up there. And then on mid-flight, it came down, it turned off, and then it crashed in the middle of the court. So, I think something happened, whether the battery died or it just lost range. And I haven't got it on video. I put it up on TikTok and on YouTube and YouTube Shorts. It's actually doing really well on YouTube Shorts. At least 2,000 views and several likes and shares and all this stuff. It's been a minute since I checked. Of course, I checked last night, but as of right now, that video is progressing pretty good at this point. So, the one that didn't really do well was I had this one helicopter I've had for a while, and it flipped upside down, so I think maybe the wind was pushing upside down, and I thought, well, maybe there's something wrong with it. You know, so we messed with it. There was nothing wrong with it. Well, I take it inside, and it was fine. So it must have been wind or something. I'm not sure what the whole idea was, but there was nothing. It was like just kept on. It kept on doing this stuff. I'm like, what's going on over here? You know, I mean, I think something's up with this helicopter. It isn't going up. It takes off and then flips upside down. So I took it inside and it worked just fine, which is weird because at least all the other ones I had went up and was flying around. So, of course, some of them not for long because they'd lose range and then come back down. And one of them was actually funny because one of them was bouncing up and down, went all the way to the stop sign, but it didn't actually go up. It was bouncing up and down because of the range on it was limited and on the remote control helicopters. So, those are quite fun to use. And, they fly pretty well. The only bad thing about these little, remote control helicopters that you get at Five Below, one problem is that they don't come with any replacement blades. So, which is, if you end up breaking it, or if something happens where it breaks, you're gonna have to, that thing's totaled, because there's no way the damn thing ain't gonna work, because it's already broken. So you might as well just throw it out if it's totaled. Now I'm sure if it's not that bad, you could probably fix it if something goes wrong. Like I was in that helicopter that crashed into the court, that thing is still working because we got it fixed. But maybe if you miss a propeller, you could find it. But if it's really that bad, you're just gonna have to throw it out because they don't come with any replacement blades. And I can understand why. I mean, a lot of this stuff is cheap, Go at your local Five Below and find all this stuff. They make these. Most of them about $5. And they make those. And I do use those when I want to fly those things around the house or out. I need to test them outside when like it's less windy. I mean, it wasn't too windy, but there was some wind that was whipping it. But during the summer or spring, when the wind is calm, I think it might be a good thing to go and do more test runs with those outside and see how they work. Because I think, and I think, those things can be quite fun to use once you have it working. And, now, but yeah, we got a lot of fun stuff going on for the spring and hopefully summer. And of course, I'll enjoy eating outside. I got a little table outside I can eat at. So if I want to take my food outside and even eat them. And I gotta try out this remote control little boat. They make those for the pool. I need to see how those work. Hopefully these will work, and I'm sure they'll work, and I'll give an update on those things because I think that might be a little fun thing to talk about next in a few other episodes, and give you a little 2 cents on how those bumper boats in the pool actually do. Because I just got one that recently found me one for Christmas. I said, I might try this out in the pool. So when I get in there, I'll see how well these things work. And see if we can't have fun with those. I actually want to do is make some waves because I make some pretty crazy waves in the pool. Y'all know that. Like take the surfboard and push up and down and make waves, and then I'm gonna try out the boat and see what happens. It'll probably go all over the place, crash everything, and I'm sure it'll be just as crazy. And they actually do make these things, so I'm gonna try it out. Should try them out in the pond, even though the pool isn't open. But like, put like the remote control boat bumper, whatever that thing is, and put it like in the pond somewhere, and see how good it does in the pond. And so that'll be kind of fun. Imagine doing that like in a public pool, like kind of doing that kind of thing. That'd be kind of fun. It'd be pretty fun to do. See what happens if I do that. And I can tell you, does seem like it'll be pretty fun. Hopefully, it'll be good in the summer too. It's, June was kind of cool last year to some days, but we'll just have to see what happens in the coming months and days, and see what happens, and then maybe later on I'll make episodes talking about the summer and what that was like, and of course spring too. When it comes to the fall, when I make episodes about that, because I think you guys might want to know a little bit about that. Alright. Well, everybody, that'll be about it for this episode. If you enjoyed it, review it on your podcast providers. And if you're using Spotify for podcasters, send a voice message to me, and then I can listen to your feedback that way. But if you're using podcast providers, be sure to rate this and follow this if you enjoyed it. And again, if you're using Mastodon or the Dragon's Cave, particularly where I am, you can follow your boy on there, because I'm on there and I use that quite often, and it's really quite a fun little place to be in. So you've got that too. So without further ado, I'll be back in the next episode. See you guys later. Peace.